This episode is brought to you by our Hosting Handbook mini course. Whether you already started hosting your first Airbnb or you're still trying to soak up as much knowledge as you can, this course is the ultimate cheat sheet. It can transform your hosting from hobby to business. Get our coveted templates that include your welcome book, a turnover handbook, and supply closet spreadsheet, plus other great bonuses you don't want to miss. Our hosting handbook is usually priced at $297, but for a very limited time, you can get all of this for a special price of $27. Head to www.thanksforvisiting.me/hosting handbook to get instant access. Now on to the show.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hey there. Welcome to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. We're going to kick off the show like we do each and every week and highlight one of you, our listeners, who are using our hashtag #STRShareSunday. You do have to be involved in Instagram somehow, which is something we highly recommend. It is free advertising, you guys. Utilize hashtags like, you know, Columbus, Ohio, Airbnb, Airbnb, Columbus, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio Photography. It's just a great way to get discovered. No matter what area of the STR industry you are involved in. And this week, who are we sharing? Who used our hashtag, Annette?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, she's getting all Annette on us, you guys.
At the Tiny Shed FW.
No,
again.
It's good.
At the Tiny Shed. You heard me right. S-H-E-D F-W. They are Dean and Nancy from Fort Wayne. Dean and Nancy, I want to be friends with you and stay in the
Dean
Tiny
and
Shed.
Nancy. This Nick is from Fort Wayne. I've been there. Actually, his family's from New Haven, which is right.
Listeners, get out your phone. Go to their Instagram.
That's cute.
The Tiny Shed is adorable, but Dean and Nancy might be more adorable. It is a tiny shed. It's a shed. There's not even a bathroom in it. But they are crushing it. They have a 1-acre property. And the shed is right up next to this amazing tree-lined and wooded acres on the other side of farmland. So, I mean, just... They're crushing it, you guys. This is... where people are thinking out of the box and putting their touch. If you go to their Instagram, you'll see they have a very specific look, and the tiny shed is just this little nook, and we can't wait to stay.
They've got a ton of 5-star reviews. They've leveraged professional photography, and you know, here at Thanks for Visiting, we are obsessed with staging and designing short-term rentals because that is truly the foundation of your product. And they offer those services. So they can totally come and help you if you're in the area, or I bet you they would travel too. I don't know.
And what I love, they are not scared. You guys, this is an 8x11 shed.
If you have to use the restroom, right, they have to go inside.
You have to go inside, but
the house.
But people are, they have 241 reviews.
It's like when you and I went to Pittsburgh and we stayed in the tiny house, because like, why not?
Tiny shed, we're coming for you. It's really a bedroom.
Listeners, give our fellow listener some love. Go follow them on Instagram. Go heart their listing on Airbnb. Direct message them. Tell them they're killing it. Thank you so much for using our hashtag, you guys. We appreciate it. Now, on to the show.
We have a great guest today, as usual.
We only have great guests.
Right. And I want to introduce Megan Alfonso. She is the CEO and founder of GAT, otherwise known as Girl or Guy About Town, which is an Arizona concierge company that mainly focuses on incoming bachelorette parties and large groups. During the episode, if you want to check out the Instagram right now. It's _girl_about_town_. And it'll be GAT, girl or guy, about town. Welcome to the show, Megan.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited.
All right. So we're digging into the parties. We never really just, normally we would talk about No parties
allowed. No.
This episode, we're talking about
parties. Organized parties by professionals. So, right. And here's the thing, like, listeners, I want you to get creative with this episode before we dive in. The concierge services doesn't have to be related around bachelorette parties or these like big organized events. It could be as simple as, you know, we're still in a pandemic situation. Here are things you can do outside far away from people, right? Like, so just have an open mind as we chat with Megan, but I want to hand the mic over to you, Megan. Can you go ahead and tell our listeners kind of more about who you are, how you got started in this, and a little bit about your company?
Sure. Well, thank you guys so much for having us. This is so exciting to share my company and with your listeners. But I founded Girl About Town only about 2 years ago. And for the past 6 years, I've been running my family's nonprofit. And so I am fifth generation Phoenician. My family and I have lived in the Valley since, you know, before the state was even a state. And I kind of feel like I was always a concierge service, or at least someone who, you know, knew the Valley and knew places to go, like even from like a young age. And so after a while of running the nonprofit, I was like, I kind of want to figure out something else to do. I get asked all the time of like best places to eat at, you know, where someone should go to stay while they're coming to town, like a hotel or a rental, or where I could recommend basically of what they should do. And so I started this business thinking it was only going to be like a consulting kind of business. And a girl from Washington reached out to us and asked if we could surprise her best friends and set up a little margarita bar in her Airbnb before they arrived. And a light bulb just went off. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we should do this for anyone traveling to town, because Scottsdale is such a hot spot to visit. And the business literally just started overnight with that idea. And it's just like grown tremendously. So we offer filling the fridge for guests. We can itinerary plan. I actually go and help the homeowner if they can't be there for a delivery at times. I'll do check-ins before, you know, guests arrive if they don't have a property management on staff. And so I'm really excited that this business has just grown so fast, so quickly.
First of all, I want to partake in the margarita bar that someone has set up.
That sounds really good.
When I check in. But I think what we want to tell our listeners is, do you know the host of the home, or do you just know the guest? And how do those relationships, do the bachelorettes reach out to you, or do the homeowners reach out to you, or is it a little bit of both?
Yeah, it definitely is a little bit of both. So when we first started, like that girl that contacted us, I only knew her. But then I started figuring out that the best way to like work with the homes and to gain some trust with the homeowners of being like, okay, well, our check-in's not till 4. Why am I going to give a, you know, grace or let this girl go in 3 hours before? So I started actually reaching out to a lot of the homeowners on Instagram. I got in big trouble on Airbnb for reaching out.
Let's stop there. Let's go over that. We listeners, we weren't anticipating this. We didn't talk about this beforehand, because I just had somebody earlier, Sarah and I have people ask all the time, like, I'm a photographer and there's terrible pictures. Should I reach out to people on Airbnb?
The spaces are ugly and I'm a stager. Should I reach out to hosts and like tell them that their spaces are
Let's talk about this error. Tell us about made a faux pas.
No, it's okay. Good.
Yeah. So I'm on Airbnb. So I'm like, oh, this is great. This is a perfect place for me to just start telling all these homes, like all about what I do. And I got flagged and they froze my account for like 3 days. And they were like, we'll let this one slide if you don't do it again. And so I learned the hard way. Thankfully, Airbnb like let me back on. But yeah, no, they don't want you talking about any third party services on there. So I search on Instagram. I look on I search hashtags like Airbnb Scottsdale or Airbnb San Diego, because we reach out to homes all over, because a lot of our clients will use us in Scottsdale and then they're going to San Diego or Austin or Nashville, and they want, you know, our recommendations. And so I like to really do hashtag searches on Instagram to then I direct message the house, and I get a better response there than I do on email even. So that's my little secret.
I love it. And actually, Annette and I talk about this all the time. One of the big questions, another big question we get is, how do I find an Airbnb photographer? And we tell them, go on Instagram and search hashtags, you know, like Columbus photographer, Scottsdale photographer, Scottsdale Airbnb photographer. So I think that's brilliant. And Annette and I try to encourage the use of Instagram because right now it's free, which who knows how long that will be free for. But no, I love that. So, and do you get pretty good response when you DM these hosts?
I do. I actually get a lot of like, oh my gosh, like please tell me more. Or, you know, because I think what's great is how the host sees us as just an extra perk, because a lot of times the host will get asked like, oh, can you grocery shop for me? Or, you know, like, where should we go to dinner? You know, and ask it's a million questions. And so if they can direct their guests to a concierge that can just handle it for them, they really don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. So I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from the hosts and have created some good relationships with them because of Instagram.
Is your company similar? I know most of our listeners know a concierge at a hotel at the front desk, but talk to us about what your concierge company actually does. Like, give us a list of those services and what potentially our hosts could start to offer, or if they wanted to start their own concierge company.
So I think being able to fill your guest's fridge before they arrive is like one of the best things you can possibly offer, especially with the pandemic going on. We still use like a safe way of like either, you know, ordering and picking it up, or we have to go into Costco. You just can't order, you know, like Instacart. But I think that's a really important one. Always offering your guests, like telling them good places you would recommend to go to dinner, not like the Chili's down the street. I think when guests travel, no offense to Chili's.
I don't think Chili's is listening, but if they are, we'll
come. Oh, okay.
They can send us dinner.
Yeah, I know. I'll take the Cajun chicken pasta. No. But no, so I think like being able to tell your guests of like really like kind of like secret places to go in your city and things to do, and even offering to, well, one thing of course we do is decorate for the guests. We like hang bachelorette banners and we'll get birthday parties. And so we go in and like set all that stuff up. So if you're thinking of doing that, I think that's definitely something, because these people now are really traveling to celebrate something, and we collect all the decorations before the guest arrives. So if the host doesn't have a concierge service, but they have somewhere that the guest can send, you know, like banners or balloons or anything like that, like that's a plus, because then they're not traveling with an extra box or suitcase.
So my company
collect all these boxes before these girls arrive. Like we had two setups yesterday at two different groups, and we had two cars full of things that the girls have sent. And so we come with like helium tanks and, you know, command hooks and tape and, you know, any ribbon, like anything, scissors you can think of that we will need to like make these decorations how the girls envision them.
I never thought about the delivery, because we do have guests ask like, hey, I want to send some stuff. I'm like, no, you can't send things to the address before. Well, listen, I'm a red flag on that, but there's drugs coming in. Just
drugs.
Let me know.
Oh my gosh.
Drug dealers do sometimes. They send the goods before they get there.
Well, but you know, coming from a hotel, I used to work for a hotel for years, and like that was very common. Like you could send to the hotel, they can pick up when they arrive. I get where Annette's coming from too. So do you have any other, I mean, do you have any protocol for that? I guess if you're expecting it from the guest name and what it's coming in.
Yeah. So the hard part is sometimes the girls or like people won't put like, cause they send it to our office, but they don't put like attention, you know, Sarah or whatever. So we're like getting boxes of things and we're like, okay, well, is this for so-and-so or is this for, cause we do, we have about like 40 incoming groups in the next like couple weeks. I know. And so thankfully we do have a warehouse connected to our office that we have just shelves of like, okay, this is Maria's, this is Jessica's, this is, you know, Samantha's. And so we label everything, we open everything. So if there were drugs, we would be like, hey, we're not holding on to this.
Well,
we're
I'm saying, you know, normally like, if it's just going to the Airbnb, not to the GAT offices.
Oh my gosh.
This is fascinating.
It is. Like, that's, I mean, you're not wrong. Like, I can see how this can quickly escalate into a full-blown situation. Okay. I have questions about how can a host, let's say someone's listening, they have no interest in starting a concierge company. They would love to partner with a concierge, but what are best practices for hosts to reach out to a concierge company and maybe figure out a way, because there is going to be some back and forth between the host and the guest, you know, like that whole middleman situation. Can hosts kind of add a markup to your cost? Is that common? Or is it in their Airbnb listing? Say we can connect with concierge services and then be complete. Like, what is the best course of action for hosts and how they can work with someone like you?
Well, I mean, I promote that, like, after the guest, like, the host has their, obviously, already their, you know, numbers in, you know, for the nights and everything,
right.
And they charge. And so we charge completely separately. And so typically that works the best. And so it doesn't confuse the guests as to why there's more services added, or, you know, I do all the negotiation for that client. And so there's no really extra charge that the host and I work out. Sometimes the host provides us with a referral fee because we get asked a lot to locate homes for these guests. And so I'm like, oh, well, I'll check theirs because we get a small, you know, percentage back after they stay. And so I think being able to find someone, I wish my company was in every city. Like, that's maybe one day the goal.
Hey girl, but, you can get there.
I know, a GAT all over.
Yes.
But I mean, I would look for people that, you know, like, have some hospitality experience, or you work closely with, that maybe knows the area that you're in, you know, really well. I kind of stumbled into this. And so we're still trying to figure out how to grow. We're looking to expand up to, like, Northern Arizona, but you need to have someone that you can trust, that is reliable, that
right.
will show up when the guest gets there, will be sure that things are set out, that their stuff is looking as great as possible, because if we do badly, the host could be affected by it, and then we could get banned from it, you know?
So absolutely.
I really strive on, like, we're elevating the house, and the guests will hopefully give the host a better review because our services made them happy, you know?
Like, absolutely.
I kind of see it as a partner.
Well, and I know that right now on the direct bookings and actual websites for hosts is on the rise because of kind of everything that went down during the pandemic. So listeners, what you could do is maybe you have a page on your website that's kind of like, I don't know what the name of the page would be, like services offered. And you could list third party add-ons where you say, reach out to, you know, GAT to plan your entire event situation
yeah.
for the weekend. And then maybe you have a disclaimer at the bottom just saying, you know, they are a third party, they are separate from the home, what have you.
Right.
But I love that. I love that you're seeing yourself as an extension of the host and you're really helping to highlight them and their place so that they can get booked again and again and get better, more glowing reviews.
Yeah, I really love that you just brought up how you're promoting that the house should have their own, like, kind of like landing page or a booking, you know, calendar or site, because that is a really good way for the host to see where their guests are coming from. We do a lot of social media for the houses out in Arizona, like where we, you know, take photos for them, we post for them, we, you know, put open dates on their stories. And a lot of times the hosts are always asking, well, how do we know it's coming from Instagram or social media? And really the only way is if they ask them directly, if they don't have like their own website, you know? So I love that you're trying to direct your listeners to building their own website in a way that they can book their own guests through them. So,
oh yeah. Even to listeners, you know, because let's be honest, these OTAs like Airbnb, they do a lot of the work for us. It's only right now, depending on where you're at, 3 or 4%. So even if you don't want to do the direct bookings, you can still have a landing page and then you have like a book now button that takes you to Airbnb to check out so that you still don't have to deal with all that. But you can still have a website where you have a blog, you have, you know, a place where you have extra services where they can find companies like yours, Megan. Just things like that where you just start to become more of a full-on business and you can offer more services and market yourself and know where your traffic's coming from. And I love too, Megan, I mean, would you kind of say you're not only a concierge for the guests, you're kind of a concierge for homeowners and hosts as well, it sounds like, because you help them with their social media?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, with all these bookings and guests, we had a few houses ask about our social media, and then another light bulb was like, oh my gosh, well, no one is really focusing on helping the short-term rentals with their online presence. And so we have about three different accounts that we work with. They are local in Arizona for short-term rentals. And we assist with, we always do a photo shoot about once a month or twice a month. It depends. And we connect them with like some, you know, influencers that can go in and take shoots. And then we do all their postings. We can do between 5 to 3 different picture, you know, postings a week. And it really has helped elevate their online brand. And a lot of millennials and even I think older, you know, like guests are checking social media just to see like, oh, wow, their photos are consistent. It looks like the pictures on Airbnb. Oh, look, they tagged a restaurant nearby. And it gives them a little bit more credibility when there's so many houses to choose from in some of the big cities. And so my company does assist with that. And we help even with newsletters to send out to some past guests or some homes that have past guests that, you know, are part of their subscription. So it really could be a full-time business for, you know, certain people.
Let's talk about that. I want to go back to like the fridge stocking and the prepping for the party. Let's talk numbers, if we can talk numbers. If I simply want your company to stock my fridge and beverages for a week, what are we looking at price-wise? Is it a flat rate? And like, do you buy the groceries and I reimburse you? Let's kind of walk through a fridge stocking and then also through a bachelorette shindig.
Okay,
if you don't mind.
So fridge stocking. So we charge $125 to the client. That means we'll go to two places for them. So typically that is a Fry's or, you know, a grocery store out here. And then normally it's like a Total Wine. We'll pick up, you know, alcohol for them, or it could be a Fry's and a Whole Foods or whatever. So it's $125. We order the groceries and we send the invoice to the client that, cause we always get their grocery list that Monday, they're going to come to town and we will pay for it, but we won't pick it up. So they won't charge us unless the client reimburses us. So yeah. So we have an online form that we send the guests and it's like, you know, is there any allergies? Like what kind of brands do you prefer? How much, you know, like how many bananas do you want? Like we're really like detailed because some of the guests are so specific or some could really care less. And so we only use our best judgment if something's not in stock to pick something very similar, or if there's something crazy that we just can't find, we just let the client know. But it's $125 and then we deliver it, pick up delivery and put it in the fridge. Labels out, you know, really beautiful.
You like, you do it crib
you
style.
She stages the fridge. Yeah. Megan, okay. You're like that. My soulmate. Oh.
Do you have any fridge stagings on your Instagram? I think I've seen a few of those. I know I've seen like alcohol, like staging
situations
there, but listeners, right. this is a huge thing she just gave you. Like do this. You can add this to your services ASAP. That's great.
Little things like that. And I know we should put up, but we do take pictures. We put them on our stories a lot. So okay. That's really fun. And then for bachelorette, so anytime a girl or anytime anybody, we do bachelor parties too, of course, for birthdays, any celebration. We have a form on our site. We have three. One is for strictly bachelorettes, one's for bachelor parties, and one is just for like if families are coming to town. It also asks all sorts of questions like what kind of itinerary planning would you want? Are you looking for us to decorate? Do you want us to find you an Airbnb? What is your budget? Do you want to go hiking? Like all sorts of questions, but it's a really quick kind of survey that gets sent to us immediately. And then our prices can range from, I think the lowest, which is pool float rentals, because obviously Arizona, it's a bazillion degrees. And so people like to rent some of our pool floats. So we'll deliver them blown up. We'll leave a pump behind. And that was $85 to a couple thousand because we can book bottle service. Well, when the clubs weren't in trouble in Arizona, but So a lot of the happy medium for groups is about $300 to $400. That's about where a group will spend extra money. That's their comfy spot.
And I feel like to know that they don't have to lift a finger once they get there, it's just all done and they can just have fun. That is a small investment. Not small, but that's a fair investment to make to like just arrive carefree. Okay, so we have to ask just for fun. Has anything ever happened in terms of like you guys forgot about a party happening or like you delivered the wrong decorations? Like, can we ask you this question?
Yeah, like the sexy straws showed up at the 2-year-old's birthday party instead of the bachelorette.
Yes.
God, I wish I had something funny, but I did have something happen yesterday. And so we had a girl book a bachelor, like she reached out to us in May and then she decided like last week. So it gave us like 4 business days to plan her bachelorette. Woo. Her friend's bachelorette. And so we were like, okay, well, there's a little late fee because we had another one that exact same day. And so she's like, all right, I'm sending all my decorations. It's going to get there on Monday. And we're like, okay, perfect. She didn't put her name on the boxes. And we have another girl that's coming in town on Wednesday and she didn't put her name on the box. And so we always open them and take pictures and send it to the client. And so we sent it first to the girl that was yesterday. And she's like, yeah, that's all my stuff. It looks great. Yesterday we went and put it all up. We like took pictures. It was really extravagant. She took the decorations for our group on Wednesday. And so we're like, what? And so I'm hoping it's all like Hawaiian themed and like aloha signs. And so I had to get on Amazon this morning at like 7 and prime all of this stuff again to be sent. And thank God, I'm praying that it comes on Monday morning, like it says it's going to. But yeah, so we mixed up the decorations, but we had gotten confirmation from the client. So it was a mess, but it will make it work.
I just feel like stories like that humanizes, you know, just business in general. Things happen.
No, yeah, it does. And even yesterday, we went to set up this group at 7 in the morning, and the client gave us the door code that she got from the property management company, and it didn't work. It did not work until 7:45. So my girls and I stood outside in front of the door for 45 minutes and blew up balloons and just sat there and did helium balloons and hand blew them. And we just had to make it work. I mean, that stuff we couldn't control. And
right.
Girls on a plane from, you know, I think Ohio or no, not Ohio, Oklahoma or something. And so it's just, there's always something funny that happens at every setup.
I have a question, Megan. You said, you know, you were outside with your team at this property. Can you give us an idea of when you're decorating for a bachelorette party? Is that you and one other person or 2 other people?
How many people are on your team?
Yeah, how many people help you execute all of this?
Well, when I first started this, there was 3 of us that including me. And so then now I have 6 people, including myself. And so it takes, for the big jobs, it definitely takes at least 4 to 5 girls to set up these, you know, these parties, but that's only in a 2-hour frame. So we tell the client, like, we'll set up for 2 hours in this price range. And then anything after that, it's an additional charge because these girls could send a million things, you know, to put together or to decorate. And it takes a lot of time.
Yes.
I mean, people don't realize like how long it can take to blow up balloons or even pool floats. I mean, they can take like at least 30 minutes sometimes for a float. I mean, it's silly, but so we try and cap the decorating to 2 hours, and anything over that, it's an extra charge because it's just a lot of time of us out of the office, you know, and focusing on one party. But yesterday I brought my stepdaughter to help me because she's obviously on summer break and my husband's like, get her to work. So she came and helped me. And then I had 2 interns and then my other staff member. And so we worked as a team. We separate. We're like, okay, you do the master bedroom, you're doing the kitchen. And we really just try and work as a, you know, a cohesive group so we can get done in and out in the 2-hour time frame.
Yeah. Plus, obviously, you're you might not be able to get into the space until a certain time. So you've got to like work within that window.
We really have to work fast.
No, I'm like, has anybody busted in with before you're done decorating?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's kind of funny. We never really see the guests that we work with or talk to for weeks at a time, which we kind of prefer. We're almost like the fairy, like godmothers of decorating, you know, we just come in and like, poof, it's done and they show up. But we've had girls whose flights gotten in early or, you know, they want to drop their suitcases off. And so it's always fun because they come in and they're so excited to see everything. But we really prefer it to just be in and out so they can get there and just get to, you know, relaxing or celebrating.
Right. And also, I know our listeners are going to wonder this because it's the worst if you're turning over a space. I mean, I have had battles with glitter and like legit had to put on the listing.
Do you have no glitter rule?
No glitter. So how do you deal with the no glitter rule if it's a bachelorette party?
So a lot of times the girls will like show us what they're ordering, or like I said, they'll send it to us. And if we see glitter, we'll just let them know like, hey, like the homeowner hates this. You'll get probably charged an extra cleaning fee, and we won't even bring it with us, or we won't set that up because we know it's a hassle for the guests or the homeowner right. and their services, you know? So that's another bonus is us working with the homeowner because they can be like, hey, we really don't want like balloons in this area of the house, or we don't want anything extra put in our pool, you know? Because sometimes the girls have these crazy ideas where they see stuff on Pinterest that they think we can just make happen, but it's not as like, you
feasible.
Know, it's not realistic.
Yeah.
And I like the balloon comment too. Those are things like as you start hosting, like I didn't think glitter, balloons, I have lofts and like balloons would get stuck on the ceiling and like there was no way to get them down. So like
just
my next
darts
guest,
at them.
No, my next guest would see these like balloons at the very top. And I'm like, there's nothing I can do about that. I had to have somebody come in with ladders and like get them. Some of them would last forever, but those are little things that
you learn over time, honestly. Yeah.
Bring it in.
I know. And that's why I hope we can like assist with that type of thing. Cause we do know how to tie them or hang them, you know, where it's not going to be a disruptance to your guys' aesthetic of the house. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like girls like them up in the air and then the streamers are hanging, but it's like, if there's a nice fan or anything like that, we're not going to do that, you know? So that's maybe another benefit of working with us is because we won't make, you know, the girls could come in and just do whatever and put them up all over the house where a concierge service does it, they're already set in place. And so they're not going to hopefully leave balloons for your next guest who don't want to see, you know, 21 up in the air or whatever.
You might already have this one sheet, Megan, but I'm just thinking as a host myself, it'd be great if you had like as a freebie or just like an offering when you're pitching your services is like that sheet of paper that's just like what to allow and not allow when guests want to have like more, you know, a gathering that's allowed, but organized. Yeah. Cause I mean, there are some things that I might not, cause you see it so often, you know, or like even with when you have brand shoots, like what should you allow a brand to do it? Not like for me, I've learned over the years that you don't move furniture. Like unless we have a pre-discussed arrangement of what you want to move and where. Cause I know sometimes to get the right shot, you have to move some stuff around. And if that happens, you know, I need to have someone there to make sure that the floors are being taken care of, whatever. But like you could help save hosts a ton of time and like not knowing what they don't know and doing some sort just because there's just so many things you don't think about, like the stinking balloons. I never thought about that.
That's a good idea. We have a blog on our site. Maybe I could do a blog post about it or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Annette and I have like a checklist of like all the things that you need to set up an Airbnb. Like you could do something like that. Cause I would give you my email address and download that in a heartbeat. That would be awesome to have. I know Annette has a question for you, but I have one that I really wanted to get in here is we might have a lot of listeners who maybe are in more rural areas. Bachelorette parties aren't a thing. Do you think someone, even if the host themselves offers quote unquote concierge services with like the fridge filling or putting together a weekend or like a restaurant, like making reservations for the guest, do you think that would be enough to warrant constructing those services and making them a thing in a more rural, smaller area? Or like, what are your thoughts for our listeners who don't live in Scottsdale or Nashville or, you know?
Big ones. I do because I think like a lot of times when you're going to a new city, like just to feel like you kind of know a little bit more before you get there, if the host is telling you that, or maybe the host of the small town has a friend that's a chef that could come in and cook one night for their guest, you know, or maybe there's someone in their town who does a unique class that, you know, maybe the guest doesn't even wouldn't know about. And so I think houses all over the country could benefit from being able to offer their guests just that little bit of extra, you know, or leaving stuff in the house for them before they arrive, like something that's local to their town, you know, a little bit more information, I think, about where they're staying and like places they should go and check out is always a benefit. So big or small, I think you can always give your guests a little bit more, no matter where you're at.
And that's actually a great thing, listeners, you can put in your listings, whether you use Airbnb, Vrbo, HomeAway, Flipkey, because not that our competition is hotels, because truly we offer things that hotels cannot, but this, but another in the same breath, people are, it's a big discussion right now. What's safer, a hotel stay or a short-term rental stay? So regardless, the more you can add valuable services to your short-term rental, the more guests overall will choose short-term rentals over, you know, hotel stays. So you could put in your listing, like, please inquire about our concierge services, which include, you know, fridge fillings, restaurant, whatever, like you got to judge your copy there. But no, I love that. And that's a great way for them to stand out too amongst their competition on sites like Airbnb as well.
Exactly.
And my question I'm dying to ask, because we could probably take advantage of it here, is as a concierge and you're giving, let's say you're giving recommendation to a restaurant or services, maybe the girls are all going to a spa or there's somewhere that needs to buy tickets. Do you personally, your business, do you get a referral fee or a kickback or affiliate fee from other businesses in your area since they know you're the go-to?
Yeah. And we for sure do. We do for a few restaurants out here. We do for a couple fitness studios even. Uh-huh. And so it's not just the homes that we reach out to. I reach out to a lot of the popular restaurants or the popular, you know, like spas or places that I think these guests are want to go, like paintballing or, you know, off-roading. And so they know, like when they're working with us, like we're going to set their bring in a group of people. They're going to show up on time. It's going to be added bonus to their business because they're going to spend a good amount of money. And so we have some deals worked out with some of the restaurants of for this many people, you'll get this bunch back, or it's a 3% referral fee that we'll send to you at the end of the month. And so I think it's great that people do that and they're willing to, like companies, because we'll keep sending people their way no matter what, you know, with that great relationship. And then we'll come in and visit and we'll get like a free, you know, meal or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like it just expands my business by working with local companies out here.
And obviously, you've lived in the area for a while, but do you cold call those businesses? Do you just walk in? Is it old relationships? Just for our listeners, like, so they know how they would even start tackling those mm-hmm. relationships. Because I feel like our hosts could even do that without, you know, having their own concierge service.
I think so. I mean, I do it when I'm just out at a restaurant, which my husband thinks it's so annoying. I'm like, can I speak to your manager? And they probably think I'm going to complain about something, but I'm like, I just introduced myself. But I saw my dad do that when we were, when I was a young girl, because he was a Coors beer distributor in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And so he would always introduce himself to the manager. And so I do that now with the, like, you know, different restaurant managers, and I just leave them my card and I tell them about the business. And sometimes they're like, oh, we've heard about Girl About Town, which is so cool. Other times they're like, oh, we get groups all the time. Like, that would be great. And so I personally will talk to them when I'm out at places I enjoy. Or again, I reach out to them on Instagram, or I have an intern who'll cold call or email them. And they're always like open to it. I mean, who wants to turn down like referrals, right? Right now, especially.
So right. It's like you're going to really direct people into their doors. No, I love that. And listeners too, like if you're not a business owner yet, affiliate partnerships like this or referral partnerships like this are totally, they're wonderful. They really are. They're win-win for both parties. And like you said, Megan, it's just like,
it just drives business, drives recognition, and builds a relationship. And you know that if maybe something goes wrong or something changes, you can call that manager, you have that relationship, and the guests don't even know what's happening and you're fixing it behind the scenes. So I love that.
Exactly.
All right. And any other, we're like just drilling you with questions, Megan. Anything else that you think our listeners might want to know?
I mean, I'm sure they want to know a lot of things.
Is there anything that you think we should ask you, yeah, Megan? Or do you want to say before you hop off here?
Something we haven't gotten over.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I feel like I really was able to explain like the business. And I think like, I really like how you guys turn, like the host can do this as well if they're in an area or don't know people, you know, to help them. I mean, it's just making their house that much more of a, you know, a top place to stay. So I feel good about it, but
I love that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. And I think it's just so I am not surprised that your business blew up and it's continuing to grow. And even right now when travel is probably at its lowest, that you are thriving as a company. So we here at Thanks for Visiting just wish you all the luck. We can't wait to watch you grow. And I know that you will be a partner for us moving forward as we explore this. I know we've gotten a lot of listeners reaching out to us saying, actually, I've been wondering, I'm not sure that I want to co-host or host or design short-term rentals, but concierge services sounds really interesting. So like, I just know that listeners are thinking, that's the coolest thing about short-term rentals industry is there's just so many ways you can get involved. You could be a handy person, maintenance, just so many ways. And so I love what you're doing. And if our listeners want to learn more about you, can you remind them how they can reach out?
Yeah. So you guys can find us on Instagram, _girl_about_town. And you can also go online, girlabouttown.org. And there's a contact little page and just send us an email. And we would love to chat with you more.
Thank you so much for your time today, Megan. We really appreciate it. Listeners, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.